Hi, this is Off the Clock with Arts and Culture from KBIA. I'm Janet Saidi. On today's edition, a writer's success story. But first, our reporter Bridget Baldwin discovers you're never too old to dance. Every Monday morning in Mexico, Missouri, a group of people pull out their cowboy boots and head to dance lessons. Except in this class, no one is younger than the age of 65. KBIA's Bridget Baldwin went dancing and came back with this story.
This will definitely get your blood pumping.
At the Garfield Community Center in Mexico, Missouri, Joanne Roth and Beverly Talley's class is standing in straight lines and ready to dance by 9 in the morning. The group decides on a fast dance, the tush push, for their warm-up. Everybody's discussing what music they should play, and they finally decide on a song called...
She thinks my tractor's sexy.
She thinks my tractor's sexy. This is not your grandma's dance group. Or maybe it is.
5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4.
The class dances for about an hour on this day, but some of the students dance 5 or 6 days a week. They just can't seem to get enough. And they say they all dance for the same reason, to be together.
Heel hook, turn shuffle, and shuffle, and shuffle.
Sue Wachter, a retired nurse from Mexico, Missouri, leads the group through most of the dances. Because of her nursing background, her reason for dancing isn't a surprise. She likes the exercise.
There was a study done in Australia about the benefits of line dancing. In particular, it's a weight-bearing exercise, so it helps our joints and prevents osteoporosis and bone loss. So there's some scientific basis for it, besides it being fun.
Joanne Roth and Beverly Talley stand in the front of the group and never miss a step. They're both state champion line dancers, but are reluctant to admit it. Talley has been competing since the 1990s.
They've had this competition forever. I can't remember when it started. And we used to go watch it. And so when I watched it this one year, I decided, well, I can do anything they're doing. So the next year I entered, and so I won.
Every Saturday night, Talley and Roth put on jeans and colored boots and drive to Kingdom City to a place called KC Country. From the outside, the club looks like a plain white barn. But as soon as you step inside, you're in a honky-tonk with a live band and boots stomping on the dance floor. The air is smoky and the beer is flowing. And at the back of the dance floor, Talley and Roth are showing everyone how line dancing is done. Song after song, the pair chooses the steps and everybody else follows their lead.
We just like each other's company.
Yeah.
It's our night out.
Yeah.
Roth and Talley have memorized hundreds of dances over more than 20 years of practice. And when they're at KC Country, they say they never do the same dance twice.
We never repeat a dance on Saturday evenings. And we are there from 8:30 to 11:30. You kind of get mixed up because a lot of the dances have some of the same steps in it, so you have to stop and think a little bit.
One thing is for sure. These ladies want to keep dancing until they can no longer walk, no matter what their age.
Just go out and do whatever.
Just still love to dance.
Just dance.
Bridget Bowden, KBIA News.
Author Jennifer Alban is a self-described recovering academic. She got her master's in English from MU in 2006, then settled down with her husband as a stay-at-home mom with young children. But after an unexpected layoff, she and her husband found themselves struggling to make ends meet. Alban's answer was to write a novel. The successful young adult tale Cruel is a revisionist fairy tale featuring the 16-year-old protagonist Adelise Lewis, who navigates the dangerous world of the spinsters, women who literally create the world through weaving. Alban wrote the book at her local public library during the 70 minutes allowed to use the computers and sold some of her antique books to finance the project, which was eventually the target of a bidding war between multiple agents and publishers before being released by FSG Macmillan last autumn. Alban visited her old stomping grounds in Columbia recently and came by the studio to discuss the writing life and the inspirations behind Cruel. Jennifer Alban, thanks for coming into KBIA to chat with us.
Thank you for having me.
So can you tell us about how Cruel came about? How did you get the idea for this?
I think that the impetus for the novel came from a painting that's referenced in Thomas Pynchon's The Crying of Lot 49. In that book, the main character sees a Spanish surrealist painting, and it's called Embroidering the Earth's Mantle by Remedios Varo, and she describes it in detail. And I ended up doing some graduate seminar work on it and some undergraduate work on it as well. But in the painting, there are girls sitting in a tower, and they are all embroidering. And through the center of the tower, threads are coming up. And then in the background, two figures are kind of watching over them. But what they're embroidering is going out the windows of the tower and covering the world and creating the world. And I just loved this image of these girls doing the work to create the world. And what did that say? And one day I saw the book on my bookshelf and I sat down and I wrote a prologue from the point of view of a girl who was going to be taken to do the work in the tower. So that was really the spark of it. I had no idea where it was going or really what her story was at that point.
Did you have any idea at that point that you would be writing a novel? Or did you just think, there's a really interesting voice that goes with this image and this idea, and I just need to explore it right now?
I sort of immediately knew. It kind of came in a burst. I sort of immediately knew that this was what I was meant to be working on, that it was something that was going to be worth my time. And it was tremendous. Like, I never finished a novel before, but I was able to sort of push forward and dedicate myself to this particular novel in a way I hadn't been. But I think I was just so curious about these characters and their story that worked out.
You know, a lot of writers say that they write the kind of books that they wanted to read, and it sounds like you have written that with different levels because you were studying English literature right while you were here. So do you feel like you wrote the book that you would have liked to have read, especially when you were a young adult?
I think so. I think it's the book I would have liked to have read. I have a writing partner who always says, when was the last time you sat down and read your book and just enjoyed it? And I always look at her and say, never, because it's work to me. I can't divorce myself from it. But it's got all the elements, and I'm fairly proud of it. So I think, yes, it's the book I would like to have read when I was a teenager.
That was author Jennifer Albin talking about her young adult novel, Cruel. Hear a longer version of the interview at kbia.org. I'm Janet Saidi. That's it for Off the Clock today. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend. I